The Will of God Concerning You. Through the Apostle John, God sends the message to His people in these last days. Revelation 3:15-18 quoted. As a people, we are in danger of being separated from the Son of Righteousness. We are to be sanctified to God through obedience to the truth. Our conscience must be purged from dead works to serve the living God. Sanctification means perfect love, perfect obedience, entire conformity to the will of God. If your lives are conformed to the life of Christ, through the sanctification of mind, soul, and body, our example will have a powerful influence on the world. We are not perfect, but it is our privilege to cut away from the entanglements of self and sin and go on to perfection. We all, with open face, holding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Christ in His prayers to the Father said, John 17:15-23 quoted, "These are grand and uplifting truths, great possibilities, high and holy attainments are placed within the reach of all who have true faith. Shall we not anoint our eyes with eye salve, that we may discern the wondrous things here brought before us? Why do we not with persevering earnestness work out this prayer, advancing onward and upward, reaching the standard of holiness? We are laborers together with God, and we must work in harmony with one another and with God, for it is God which worketh in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure." When I was a child, Paul said, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13:11. How many men there are who have grown to men's estate, but have not outgrown their childhood, who bring the defects of their child life into their religious experience? Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit, in malice be ye children, but in understanding, men. 1 Corinthians 14:20. The Lord takes no pleasure in seeing us spiritually weak. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We have conflicts and trials to meet, but we need not fail or be discouraged. The Apostle says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. 2 Corinthians 4:8-10. It is the supposed little sins that will exclude us from heaven. We cannot carry with us a part of our sinful selves. That sensitiveness which is always ready to be hurt and cry out. Our refusal to let self die and our life be hid with Christ in God will leave us in unbelief and transgression of the law. The gospel has not abolished the law or detracted one tittle from its claims. It still demands holiness in every part. There is no such thing as making the law void through faith in Christ. The law is the echo of God's own voice, giving to every soul the invitation, come up higher, be holier, holier still. If we would press forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, we must show that we are emptied of all self, supplied with the golden oil through which through the two golden pipes is communicated by the two anointed ones who stand by the Lord of the whole earth. God is dealing with us through His grace and providence. From eternity He has chosen us to be His obedient children. He gave His Son to die for us that we might be sanctified through obedience to the truth, cleansed from all the littleness and cheapness of self. As a people, we are far behind. A personal work is needed, a personal surrender of self. We are to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God can only be honored when we who profess to believe in Him are conformed to His image. We are to represent to the world the beauty of holiness, and we shall never enter the gates of the city of God until we perfect a Christ-like character. If we, with trust in God, strive for sanctification, we shall receive it. Then, as witness for Christ, we are to make known what the grace of God has wrought in us. The greatest disquietude we can have is uncertainty. The acceptance of the blessings of God brings righteousness and peace. The fruit of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. We must have simplicity and godlike sincerity. We must have that wisdom which cometh from above. Our Christian experience must be animated by piety and instinct with the divine life. You strike too low, my brethren. Set your mark high. Let your works be in harmony with the works of Jesus Christ. It is the privilege of all to grow up into the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. This is the will of God, even your sanctification. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Is it your will also? With intensity of desire, long after God, yea, pant after Him, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. Press to the mark of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Why do not all who have named the name of Christ put on Christ? Why do they not awake from their indifference, arouse from their lukewarm state, their self-satisfied condition? God's people must have a fixed purpose. They will never be holy until they put all the energy of their being into the work of conforming to the will of God. Manuscript 900.18.